Now, the answer which the Buddhist tradition gives to this question is that we recognize the conditioned by means of the three characteristics, lakshanas, which it invariably bears. These three characteristics, these three lakshanas, are sometimes called the three signs of being. But I don't personally consider this a very good rendition. I think it should be rather the three signs of becoming, because the condition is becoming, it's not a static being. Now, the three lakshanas, the three characteristics of all conditioned existence inseparable from it, are dukkha, anitya, and anatma. These may be rendered as the unsatisfactory or painful, the impermanent, and the devoid of self. And all conditioned things whatsoever in this universe possess all these three characteristics. They're all unsatisfactory, all impermanent, all devoid of self. Now let us consider them just one by one. First of all, dukkha. Dukkha is one of the best known Buddhist words. Lots of people know it in the original language, Pali or Sanskrit, simply as dukkha. It's usually translated suffering. But I personally feel that unsatisfactoriness, though a bit cumbersome perhaps, a bit clumsy, is better. One must confess that the etymology of the word, and the etymology of the word often sheds light on its meaning, the etymology of the word in this case isn't very clear. According to some authorities, some traditional authorities, the term was originally used for an ill-fitting chariot wheel. Du, as a prefix, means anything which is not good, bad, ill, or wrong, or out of place. And the ka, the main part of the word, is supposed to be connected with chakra, or chakra, which means, of course, wheel. So according to some of these traditional authorities, dukkha meant originally the ill-fitting wheel of the chariot. Now in the days of the Buddha and before, as you know, chariots were the principal means of conveyance, and they didn't have any springs. So if the chariot wheel didn't fit properly, then the chariot was very, very uncomfortable to ride in indeed. So the idea of the ill-fitting chariot wheel suggests something which is not fitting properly, something which is out of place, and something which therefore results in disharmony and discomfort and suffering. And according to these traditional authorities, that's the origin of the word dukkha.